USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Monday that Americans dealing with the effects of long-term COVID could qualify for disability benefits. Speaking at a White House event, the president said those that qualify could be entitled to certain federal resources.
Many Americans who seemingly recover from the virus still face lingering challenges like breathing problems, brain fog, chronic pain and fatigue. These conditions can sometimes rise to the level of a disability. So we're bringing agencies together to make sure Americans with long COVID who have a disability have access to the rights and resources that are due under the disability law.
The Departments of Education, Health and Human Services, Justice, and Labor also released guidelines on Monday to help those suffering from long COVID navigate the federal benefit process. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Negotiations over a bipartisan infrastructure bill continue while Senate Democrats are working on pushing a $3.5 trillion spending plan through the budget reconciliation process. Critics of that package say that those high levels of spending will cause accelerated inflation. Senator Tom Tillis says that the package will do more harm to the economy. The North Carolina Republican tells Fox News that the spending package will have negative consequences for several sectors of the country.
We hope that by on a bipartisan basis, getting this infrastructure package in, we can set it aside, and then the president and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi can sell this additional spending spree and the reckless taxes that will come with it. That's something else we haven't spoken about. We've got to remember it's corporate taxes, capital gains, family farmers are going to get hit hard. No one is going to be protected from the tax increase, which is another just way of undermining what was a great story to be told about rising wages before COVID hit our shores.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The city of San Francisco is considering charging certain drivers to use certain roads in the city. Tim Berg reports.
San Francisco leaders are considering a move to pay to drive in certain neighborhoods. Though a proposed plan is currently being studied, a base fee of $6.50 could be charged to drivers who make an annual salary of over $100,000. Areas to be considered for congestion pricing include the Financial District, Chinatown, and Fisherman's Wharf. California gubernatorial candidate Major Williams tells Fox News he's against the idea of a congestion tax.
Imposing this kind of tax is going to limit business, local restaurants and shops, which have already been burdened for an entire year. So you have to question, like, why is this and why is it those areas that are most desirable that people would like to travel to?
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former Wyoming Senator Mike Enzi has been hospitalized with serious injuries after a bicycle accident. Enzi's Twitter account confirming Monday that the 77-year-old four-term senator was injured near his home in Gillette, Wyoming on Friday and later flown to a hospital in Colorado. The account saying that the full extent of Enzi's injuries is still not known. And Lydia Jacoby became the first swimmer from Alaska to capture Olympic gold when she won the 100-meter breaststroke Tuesday in Tokyo. The 17-year-old's victory came as an upset as she outpaced teammate and defending Olympic champion Lily King, who finished third. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.